Welcome back to the Why Not Podcast. Spill the tea. I'm Darby.
I'm Alyssa.
If you're returning, thank you. We appreciate it. Love you guys. If you're new, we're here to drink wine and talk some absolute shit.
Yeah.
I'm drinking the best Costco find of my life. This was $4. And it's a red imported from Spain. And it's so good. So that's my win and wine.
I am drinking Winking Owl from Aldi. White Zin.
Ooh, switched it up a little.
Yeah.
I do love a good White Zin.
Same.
That wine that I brought last time, that red from Prairie Berry, that was one of the wines that I got drunk off of Valentine's Day with Mike building Legos. And I made him try it. He got up and he went and he like spit it out in the sink. And he's like, eh. I was like, what? He's like, how do you drink this?
It wasn't even bad.
I was like, well, Allie would also hate it. So I get why he hates it.
Touche.
We polished off instead a bottle of burlesque and a bottle of blue suede shoes. It's fantastic.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. We went out to the casino.
I did.
Love that for you.
We didn't win any money.
Did we ever?
No, but we had fun.
Oh, you always have such a good time.
We sat there in the hot tub.
Ugh, love that hot tub.
People watched.
Love it. Yeah. Any notable people sightings?
Yeah, not really, actually.
It's okay. Love that for you.
It's pretty sane people there this time.
That's wild, actually.
Yeah.
For those of you, we've mentioned, we're in South Dakota, and we are in a cold watch. Like, did Harrisburg call off school, too, tomorrow?
2-hour late start right now.
Sioux Falls called off school for the entire day.
So did T.
Just because it's that cold, guys.
It's going to be wind chills of negative 40.
Yep. And that's just a normal day around here, in all honesty.
Yeah. We're going to hang out at home and...
Yeah.
How we watch movies.
I go to work, and that office is going to be so cold.
That sucks.
I know.
I'm going to turn the heat up.
Hell yeah. I got to remember to open our blinds during the day, because that helps a lot, as long as the sun is shining. But, yeah, but with that, it's so cold, and I'm just trying to think of the fun things that we get to do when the weather warms up. So that's why I put... what are you looking forward to? AKA, Darby wants to talk golf, and I just want to be at a golf course.
Golf.
In one of my little...
Weekly golf.
Weekly golf. Starting off with...
My neck, my back.
My neck, my back. Chugging White Claws.
Good boys.
I've been on the White Claw kick on when we golf. I have to drive back into Sioux Falls.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah. I'm
That's
aware.
What happens when you move to Sioux Falls.
Well, our house is sick.
You know what else I'm really looking forward to?
Huh?
Going on the boat.
Yeah. That's such a good time.
We're just spending the day in the pool.
Water, sun, alcohol.
Yes.
I was about to say you can't go wrong.
You can.
But
we normally don't have that happen.
You've never had that happen.
Yeah.
There's been no drowning.
No.
Sorry, I just wanted to knock on someone real quick.
It's probably smart.
Yeah. But yeah, pool days, a boat day. It's getting...
Just being able to spend the day outside.
Yes. Frolfing.
Like, yeah.
We need to frolf a little more this summer.
Yeah, we kind of failed last summer.
We really failed. We found the Bugs Bunny and the Daffy Duck.
Oh, lady. Hell yeah.
So we gotta do that next summer.
We just watched Space Jam again, so. Oh,
that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
So, yes. I want warm weather.
Even if it's just sitting out on the patio, watching the kids run around, maybe drawing some chalk with them.
Yeah. I know. Mike wants to do, like, a mini garden in our yard this year, stuff like that. Sadly, that means we'll have Frank the Snake returning. He's a fucker, guys. But you know what? I don't even care.
Yeah.
I just want I'll be happy to see Frank, honestly. Like, hey, buddy, I
You'll
missed
know
you.
it's warm enough.
Right?
We have all the boys signed up for baseball.
Oh, that's gonna be busy too.
At least Harvey and Waylon, it's in, I think they're in the same night.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Honestly,
And it's a weeknight, so.
it's so fun to come watch your kids, even Harvey and Waylon's age. Like, it's so fun to come
Yeah.
watch them.
Waylon's doing T-ball. Harvey's doing coach pitch.
Nice.
PJ Travel is, of course, sponsoring again.
You getting pink jerseys again?
I'm thinking of sending in our new logo.
Okay.
And it's like a super dark gray,
Ooh, I like that
like
too.
black and white.
That'll be sick.
Yeah.
So, that's exciting. I can't
But
wait.
it's gonna be hard to know what team is theirs now.
Right? I can't just look for the neon pink
I
jerseys.
know.
You're like, oh, there
Maybe
they
I'll
are.
still tell them it's pink.
Might as well.
Pink and dark gray.
Oh, such a good color combo,
Yeah,
anyways.
we'll do it.
Okay, now that that's settled. But of course, there's also annoying things that come along with summer. Bugs, sunburns, which I know you know absolutely nothing about,
I get
but
like one a year.
it must be so
It's pretty great.
nice. But I really like
Bugs,
bugs.
mosquitoes.
Ugh. Hate skeeters.
Me too.
Jiggers.
Yeah.
All that gross stuff. But I know I skipped a bullet point because I kind of forgot that I wrote it. But
That's okay.
things that annoy you.
So much.
So many. Like, I was having a hard time because I was like, everything annoys me.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah. Watching movies with Andy that he has seen and I have not. He quotes the movie the whole time and it drives me nuts. Or like, or Maddox, he'll like tell you what happens in the movie. Oh, this happens next and it's so cool. Thanks. Didn't want to experience that for
Yep.
ourselves.
Thanks. I was never gonna figure that out on my own. I totally get that. And I wanted to add to that. When people talk during movies at the movie theater, or they're loud and they're annoying, and like,
Yeah.
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like don't go to a movie theater if you're
No.
gonna do that.
Wait till it
Because
comes
you're
out on
ruining it for
streaming.
how many other people that paid to go see it?
Yes. I'm that bitch that will turn around and glare at you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually physically told people to stop
I
talking.
have to. Feels great,
I mean,
but
like,
it annoys me.
if you go to like a kid's movie,
Right.
I don't expect it to be quiet.
No.
I kind of expect to just be annoyed the whole time.
Yeah.
But like adult movies, like where kids aren't at.
Except it's always those like young teenagers. And they're snickering and they're on their phones and they're taking selfies with the flash on. It's like,
We're just trying to watch a fucking movie here.
yeah. How
Yeah.
about you just shut the fuck up, sit the fuck down, and watch the goddamn movie? Enjoy your fucking popcorn.
Yeah. Eat the popcorn.
Hate
and help you
that.
shut the
That was
fuck up.
pure crap. I'll go with one of mine. Saying shit just to stir up the drama. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's really funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's funny to poke bears or do stuff. But if your entire personality is just to say something to piss someone off, I'm gonna deck the shit out of
You're
you.
talking shit about my husband right now. His entire
It
personality.
is not his entire personality. Okay.
90% of it, all right?
I'm talking with people that are like 100% of it. And at
Okay.
least your husband knows if I give him a certain look, he's like, all right, I'm shut the fuck
Yeah.
up right now.
That's true. He's learned a few times.
He's learned, okay? I'm not talking, Andy. Unless he really pisses me off, then this is 100% you, Andy.
Yeah.
But just, like, the people that, like, it's their whole personality. It's to just jab or to start shit, and it's like,
we've had enough of you.
Please shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Please shut the fuck up.
We get that.
Okay, you're up.
People not using their blinkers.
Yeah. This town is so goddamn bad at that.
This whole state, really.
Facts.
Like,
facts.
I get that there's, like, back roads and shit, but... And to go along with that, people that don't use their headlights, like, when it's snowing mm-hmm. or, like, foggy
yep.
or raining...
Yep.
We need to see your car.
Right? Like, turn up.
Yeah. It's not that fucking hard.
It's so fucking easy, actually.
Yeah.
That's how accidents happen. No blinkers, no headlights. Like, it's 2025.
Yeah. Like, you literally take a test that tells you you have to do this.
Especially, like, I get people that, like, oh, you forget to do it once or twice, right?
Yeah.
But, like, the people are there, like, slowly just moving, like, between lanes with nuts. Like, stop.
Yeah. But fucking drives me nuts. It's so bad.
That is how my road rage starts every day, honestly.
Same.
Because at least once a day I'm running into someone that doesn't use their fucking blinker.
Yeah. And I have really bad road rage. I don't, like, this get out and yell at people because I don't want to die.
Right.
But my kids have road rage because I have road rage.
I love that.
We'll be behind somebody, and they don't use their blinker, like, to get over into our lane.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, what the fuck? And Waylon will be like, oh, I hate it here! Learn how to drive!
That's incredible, honestly. My favorite thing to do, because, like, I'm really trying not to get killed from road rage out here, right?
Right.
People would be crazy. But yeah. I will, like... If I end up, like, next to him or something, I'll just, like, give him that look of a disappointed parent. Like,
really? Come on.
Come on. It's really funny, too, when they're, like, purposely, like, fuck, I can't look over it. It's like, no, look me in the eye.
You know you did it.
You fucking idiot. Oh, that's a really
fucking
good
people.
That itching feeling, like, 2 days after you shave.
Worst
hate it
feeling ever,
especially in the winter when your skin's already kind of dry,
yeah,
and it gets irritated really easy. And, like, nothing will get rid of it. Can't put, like, lotion doesn't help it. Nothing helps it. It's just a constant itch,
and it's all the time, no matter what.
Yeah, I absolutely detest that feeling.
Yeah. Like, if you guys have a way that you shave, that you don't get that feeling...
Please share.
Pass the tips.
Please don't gatekeep that. Put it in the comments. Send me a DM. I'll pay
Let us know.
I don't care. I just need to know how to not deal with that.
It's horrible.
It's... I want to rip my skin off.
Yeah.
Especially because, like... One of my, like, things, like, with my anxiety and stuff is, like, skin picking, mm-hmm. which is great for someone that has acne like me, I'm aware. But it's so hard for me not to itch.
Yeah.
You've seen me after I get bug bites in the summer.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I'm the same way, though.
Yeah.
Like, it just drives me fucking insane.
Yeah. It's one of the worst feelings in the world.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Clickbait headlines.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Like, what was one that I read yesterday?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't remember what it was. I was going to write it down, too, and then I totally forgot. But, like, why?
Yep. For the clicks, for the views, man. I don't care.
I want the information.
Right? Like, if you're going to have a good, you need to have a good title. 100%.
100%. But put the information in the fucking article.
Yeah.
That word.
So, my husband, Mike, he is starting his own YouTube channel. Go watch it. Digital Unboxing. Or not Digital Unbox. Sorry, hon. but he's been, like, going down the rabbit hole of social media and how it works. And it's like, yeah, like, people do it because it works. And, like, because, like, the average, like, reading ability of people on social media is fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact. So, it's like, there's these people and they just click because it's clicking. Like, oh, this fancy title, and they don't care. And it's like, it drives me insane. Like,
yeah.
Just have good content.
You know, and I think that's probably because we actually enjoy reading.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're going to put something out there that's, like, supposed to be informative or, like,
right,
just put the information in there.
Yeah. You don't need a crazy title because the people that want to know that stuff are going to read it anyways.
Right.
I don't need the flash. I just need, like, give me the quick synopsis of what your article is about. And then give me that information and break it down. It's almost like they teach it in school.
What?
I mean, I hope so. I don't know. I was homeschooled.
I learned it in school.
Okay, cool. I did too. At home. In my living room. I should have made it a resolution to make a homeschool joke every single podcast episode.
I think you would have made it so far.
I think I've missed a couple weeks, sadly. Yeah.
Next year.
Next year it is. Okay. But yeah, clickbait, it gives me, which I also learned is, like, they do that because of quick rage of clickbaiting. It still pisses me off.
Right.
I fall right into that click rage trap.
Dude, so do I. And then it's like,
we also like to rage, so it doesn't help.
Okay.
Sorry. Calling us both out right there.
It's true.
My next one is just acne. Pisses me off.
Me too.
I've been struggling this week of just, like, some gnarly pimples on my face that are just absolutely painful. And I've got to try to start a whole new skincare routine because my skin is building a tolerance to my acne stuff. So I have to start from square one again. And I just hate it. I have worse acne at the age of 25 than I did at, like, 15, 16.
Same. In high school, I barely ever had anything. And that, like, I was playing basketball, I was playing volleyball.
I was out on a farm getting, like, covered in dirt and shit every single day.
Yeah. And
my acne is worse now.
Same. But you're probably more stressed now.
Yeah, and I'm on hormonal birth control. Which that is also a big factor of it, which I'm aware. But that shit's staying in there.
I mean, I was on hormonal birth control in high school and stuff.
Mm, that's fair.
Didn't do anything to me. But yeah, the whole, it's probably way more stress than anything.
Some bullshit, and I hate it.
Yeah, and it's like, you don't have just one pop-up. It's like, 3, 4,
five. And my skin now is still way better than it was, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was awful. Yeah. That was so bad for the longest time. But now it's just, like, getting worse on, like, the largeness of a single pimple, how deep it is, and the pain. I would just really like to not have my face hurt.
Yeah, I get that.
It'd be great.
Be cool.
Be cool if you did.
Be cool if your face hurt a little bit.
It's so much better.
My last one that I have is people who don't know how to use a roundabout.
Yep.
Like, in the mornings when I go to drop Harvey off at school.
I can't imagine that roundabout then.
It's backed up to Ace, which really isn't that far. Sometimes it's past that. But it's a roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
It really shouldn't be backed up at all.
And It's a correct roundabout.
Yes.
Unlike the one on Louise going back to Baker. That one's awful. It is a single lane roundabout and it sucks.
It's horrible.
The one in Harrisburg, people just don't know how to use.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It drives me insane every single morning.
Mike specifically drives so that he avoids it whenever he drives us down here. He will not go through it. It makes him so mad because every time he's gone through, it's been some stupid person.
I'm not kidding you. Like, every single morning, I'm honking at people because, like, four people could go in the time it takes one person to be like, oh, I guess I can go around the roundabout now.
Yep. Okay. Fucking hate that thing. It is better than the four-way stop. But
yeah, for sure.
But the four-way stop, you were less mad at people.
Yeah, because you had to come to a complete stop.
Right. The roundabout, it's like, go.
Yeah.
This would be so much better if you just did the thing.
Just use it the right way. It's fucking Christ.
Right. Jeans.
I love that you put that on there.
Jeans. And, well, so I deep cleaned my entire house yesterday and today, and I went through my closet and I had this stack of jeans sitting there, and I was like, I need to try this on, knowing it would piss me off. And guess what? It did. I got rid of 75% of them. I was so mad.
I have two pairs of jeans.
Yeah.
I wore one on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated myself the whole time I was wearing them.
Yep. See, the nice thing is I wear jeans every day for my job,
mm-hmm.
which I always found it funny in corporate. People were always like, oh, yay, we have a jeans day. And I'm like, my dress slacks are way more comfortable. They're like sweatpants, basically.
Yeah.
They're so flowy and they look awesome. But since I do wear jeans every day, I do have a worn in.
Yeah.
To the point, like, I have gotten rid of my other, like, quote-unquote cute jeans. I'm just gonna wear the jeans that I wear for work.
Right.
Because that's comfortable now. That's where they need to be. They're in good shape.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the, and I have two pairs of skinny jeans that fit me. And I was like, fuck the rest of them. Can't do it. Cannot fucking do it.
Yep. And now, I'm over 30, and I don't know where I'm supposed to buy jeans. Where do I buy jeans?
I've personally been buying mine from Marisa's, because they have really
theirs have always fit me weird, but maybe now that I'm older, they'll fit.
And, like, you have to get, like, the Marisa's brand, like, the very specific ones. And what I also like about Marisa's is if you gain or lose weight once a year, you can switch out jeans. For free.
Okay. Yep, go in there.
They are the most comfortable jeans. I am obsessed with them. Shout out Marisa's.
Hell yeah.
Sponsor us. That'd be sick. Marisa's, if you're out there, do I got a deal for you?
Start wearing jeans on this podcast.
Facts. We'll shout you out.
Normally I wear my ducky jammies.
I love your ducky jammies. They're so awesome.
They're my favorite. But I actually left the house today.
That's sad.
It was.
I had one more. Sorry, bitched about the cold. No one teaches you how to adult.
No.
Like,
why is it not a course in school?
Or, like, a course in school, but I also think so. And what led me to this was we finally changed our air filter in our house. It's kind of just forgot about it.
Yeah.
But the cat here in our house is getting so bad. Mike's like, shit, we should probably replace that. It's been about 8 months. And he pulls it out, and it looks like a living thing.
That's how ours was after Andy finished the basement.
Yeah. Because we haven't replaced it since we got done moving in and stuff because of all the painting and mm-hmm. all the moving and all of that. And then we switched it. And then he took it out, and it's just disgusting. I'm like, he's like, oh, like, I think you're supposed to do it every 3 months. And I looked up. It's like, I had to take a homeowner's course to get this house.
Right.
Nothing in that homeowner's course taught me anything about actually owning a home. It was about like how mortgages work. And as someone who worked in mortgage,
That didn't mean anything
it
to
didn't mean
you.
a damn thing to me. It was stupid easy. It's like, no, how often do I have to replace my furnace? What, like, just the random things of home ownership. Teach me
Yeah.
that. Property taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I, again, I kind of knew from mortgage, but still, just the basic things of home ownership. Teach me that.
Yeah, that for sure.
Taxes in general.
Yeah, taxes.
Taxes.
Like all of this should be put into one course in school. It should be the homeowners, the taxes, like credit card interest,
Interest is such a thing
all
that people
sorts
leap
of shit
over.
like that.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing with student loans. Like, the student loans aren't the problem. It's the
It's the
interest rate.
interest, yeah.
And, like, as someone who works in banking, like, that is some predatory interest rates on there. I'll say it. I'll have the balls to
Yeah.
say it. It's fucked up.
It's insane.
And the fact that they let you take that out at 18
At
years old.
18, yeah.
I mean, I didn't, but still.
Right.
Yeah, that's another thing that annoys me was the whole student loan process and the fact that I didn't qualify for anything
Yeah, that's fucked
and I
up.
had to pay for it all out of pocket by myself. No help. Stupid.
Went to when?
I kind of had to.
Yeah.
With what I wanted to do and what I wanted to accomplish, it wasn't a choice,
Well, I mean, I
really.
wanted to own a daycare. So I wanted to have like early childhood
Yeah.
and then business. Changed my mind.
Change your mind real
I
quick.
started. I
Yeah.
went for a semester and a
I
half.
graduated. It was iffy there for a while, but I fucking graduated debt-free. Hated every second of my life. Everyone's like, "That's so cool of you." And I'm like, "No, it's not."
Actually,
Honestly,
it's actually fucking
it
horrible.
was actually awful. Mental health, didn't know her.
What's that?
Mean, I'm not supposed to cry myself to sleep all the time. Got it.
Not supposed to stay awake and just like itch the shit out of my face.
Dude, I always like, I'm a little bit, I'm mad at my face and stuff, but like, I look at pictures from me, like junior year of college when the stress really got to me, and I was like, ooh, yikes.
Looking rough.
Working four jobs, getting an average of like 4 hours of sleep a night. Insane. I don't know how I survive.
Yeah. I mean, in high school, I worked two jobs. Wanted to kill myself.
College, I worked four jobs. I was
Never
in a
worked four at the same
fraternity.
time.
It was awful,
Sounds like
honestly.
it. Two was hard enough.
Yeah, luckily some of them were like really part-time, but like it was just another thing that you had to worry about. And it sucked. So, and everyone's like, you should be so proud of yourself for graduating debt-free. I'm like, I would have rather had some mental stability, actually.
Yeah, for
Wildly
sure.
enough.
For sure, I would have actually slightly enjoyed myself a little bit more.
Backs, like, everyone's like, college was the best years of my life. And I'm like,
College fucking
it
sucked.
was awful. What do you mean? I'm having a ball now.
Yeah.
I'm going on vacations with friends. I'm
Yeah.
crafting. I have these things called hobbies.
Yeah,
It's a wild. I get more than 6 hours of sleep a night. What do
dude,
you
I get
mean
so
college
much
was.
sleep.
I. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone like loved high school, but like I think I was one of the only people in my friend group that had a job, let alone two, and basketball.
Yeah. Fun where?
Yeah, where did that? I mean, basketball was fun.
I'm saying, if someone tells me, this is really judgy, but I'm saying it anyways. If someone says high school or college was the best years of their life, you have a really shitty life.
Yeah, you should really evaluate.
You should really evaluate yourself
Yeah.
and figure out why you say that and why, because if the best year of your life should be the next year that you live.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be peaking.
No.
No. No.
No.
I want to peak at
like 80.
No. No. I'm going to say 66.
I want to peak at like 80.
I want to be that. I want to be your grandma who's just living her best fucking life and being a sassy,
yeah,
sassy grandma. I guess that is peaking. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, career wise, I don't want to peak at 80.
Well, yeah, no, that would be hard.
That would suck.
Yeah.
But life, I get that. Okay, I'm on your side now.
Yeah, life wise, need to peak at like 80.
Are you dying at 80 or?
No.
You're just going downhill.
I mean, like, after you hit a certain age, you just kind of...
Yeah.
Like, your friends start to go.
Right.
Significant other.
I'm not... No. But when I peak is going to be when I die, because I've already decided, one, I'm not going to be that person that's like, don't stick me in a nursing home. Stick me in a nursing home, but make it fun. I want to be having sex, doing drugs.
Make sure I'm still coherent enough in a nursing home. Once I hit the incoherent type part, get me out of the fucking nursing home. I worked in a nursing home. I know some of the shit that goes on that shouldn't.
Okay. See, I've not had to deal with that.
Yeah.
Damn it, you're ruining this for me all of a sudden.
Just telling you.
Fair. Fair enough.
Warning you, you don't want to be there when you're incoherent and you can't tell people if something's wrong.
That's a good point. That's a good point. At that point, we're just going to have the technology that, like, it'll just be reading our minds constantly.
Probably.
It's basically already there.
Yeah.
That'll be fine, right?
That was always a thing that I had with my kids. Like, I worked in the daycare when Harvey actually went to daycare mm-hmm. when he was a baby. But otherwise, there was no way in hell that my kids were going to daycare before they could talk.
Don't sell me that because my kids are going to go to daycare before.
Michael, stay home with them.
Eh.
I'll hang out with them.
Okay. Dude, I'd pay you so much money to watch my kid. And I'm only having one, so you'd only have to do one.
I'd hang out with them.
Sick.
Because my kids, like...
Allie's going to be my surrogate, and you're going to watch my kid.
Perfect.
Love it.
Hell yeah.
If you guys can't tell, I am terrified of mother.
It'll be alright.
Be alright. It's fine. It's fine. We're a long ways from that.
Fine.
It's a long ways down the road. I kicked that football as hard as I could.
Oh, yay! fuck out of here.
Another thing, and I just... Okay, so me and Mike watch a lot of YouTube. So we watch Smosh.
Yep.
And Smosh has Board AF where they just play board games. And it's so fun. And I think it's because we both love board games, as we do in this group. We love games. Did you guys have game nights growing up in your family? Were you a game family?
We didn't have, like, a set specific game night.
Sure.
But I would say it's more... Like, kind of like our friend group is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the kids sometimes join in.
Yeah.
Or they can choose not to.
Right.
And then when we were camping, like, if it was raining and stuff, we always had games.
Yep.
And we camped all the time. Like, often.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we had game nights, but it wasn't, like, a weekly set thing.
How competitive were your game nights?
You've met my family.
I know. Why do you think I'm asking? They haven't.
We're pretty fucking competitive.
Doesn't shock me at all.
My mom shattered the top of her foot playing Wii bowling.
How does
Wii bowling?
How does one shatter a foot playing Wii bowling?
Because she's kind of fucking stupid. When she would bowl, and she would, like, go forward with it, she'd kick her foot up with it.
Oh, my God.
And she kicked the bottom of the, like, table in our living room.
The coffee table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shattered the top of her foot.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah.
It's a badass story, actually.
It's actually really fucking funny. No tables that I remember were ever flipped. Ryan and Zach would, like, scream at each other.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. I mean, we were competitive, but it wasn't, like, fist throwing or anything like that.
The last thing I remember at your Thanksgiving that I went to where I got violent. It was Kennedy and Zach. Again, me, oh my God, who is my partner? Parker. It was so competitive and so fun. And Parker, he was like, I don't know Parker super well. He doesn't know me super well. And I was like, oh, don't worry. I grew up in a competitive household. And we just went for it. He's like, yes! And it was fantastic.
Yeah. Game nights still get competitive.
I love it, because same.
Yeah.
My family is ultra competitive. And we also didn't have, we used to have a set game night. Sunday nights were our game nights. But like, we were competitive. And we sometimes cheated. I'll admit it. My brother Davey, notorious cheat at Attack Uno. Because he would, even if he had a card to lay, he would hit the button and he would collect a mass amount of cards, get one trade's hand, stick it with someone that had two cards left.
And fucking
get
cheater.
All the points. Like, we were vicious. We didn't have, I wouldn't say we threw fists. I did get a glass of water thrown on me once.
I love that.
I don't know if you've ever played pitch before.
Mm-hmm.
So, this was when Davey and Duke had moved out. So it was me and Dylan and my dad and my mom. And, like, me and my dad, when we're a team, we have a wicked good sense with each other. So we are dominating this pitch game. And my mom's like, you two are cheating somehow. And yes, Mom, we were a little bit. But we were also really good. And, like, her and my, like, dad are, like, play fighting and arguing. And, like, my dad had just gotten a glass of water from the kitchen. And she smacked him and the glass went all over me. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
You didn't say that.
I didn't, but I really wanted to.
I really wanted to.
Yeah, we were vicious. We still are vicious. Like, we try during the holidays to do, like, a board game.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten harder with all the little kids because we want to keep them involved.
Yeah.
But we still try to do, like, an adults game. And, like, when Mike walked into that, or, like, Megan crushed it because her family is the same way, too.
Katie? Mike's is not.
Mike is.
Mike, oh, yeah.
You've met his parents. Yeah. And we have game nights with his parents, too. He was fine. I remember we were playing this game. It was like, it's called Cover Your Assets. I should get it. I think our friend group would like it, too. And this man just robbed my mother blind of all of her assets. And she looked at him, and she looked at me and said, he'll be fine.
He can hold his own.
He'll hold his own here. And you see that, too, like, in our friend group, now that we have game nights.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little cutthroat. We're not friends when we're playing games.
None of us are.
None of us are. And that's what makes a good game night.
Yeah.
It's like, nah.
My favorite is when Patty P's here.
Same. Patty and me just gang up on Andy.
15 skips in a row.
That was just the best game of Phase 10 I had ever played in my life. Because I did Dry January. Patty doesn't really drink. You guys were, it's because this is towards the end, you guys are all pretty drunk or buzzed. I think you were just buzzed that night. Or you were
no,
trash.
No, that was the night that we did those margaritas.
Oh, yeah. You were all trash.
I had, like, 6 margaritas.
And, like, every time Patty would get her hand, because no one was paying attention because of how
she would, like,
she'd just show them to
I'd
me.
I'd see it.
And she'd giggle. And I was like, Because when we play Space 10, me and Andy skip each other. If it's a skip, we don't even have to say who it's going towards. It's going to each other. And so Patty saw this, and Patty wanted in on the action.
Oh, yeah. She's like, you're skipping him? Fuck you, Andy.
Phenomenal.
If only she would have said it.
Right?
Would have been way better.
I just want her to say it one time.
She will.
I will get it out of her. I even asked her for that just for a wedding present, and I got told no. And I was really sad about it. Or, like, that game Werewolf. That's really fun. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's not me. It's fucking
that
me.
One's competitive.
It's so good.
You have to be really good at reading people.
Yes. Which we are in this friend group. Which
yeah, because we know better. Each other pretty well.
And we all have our tactics. Andy's is the worst tactic because he's like, it's me, even if it's not. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know if he's fucking.
But nine times out of ten it is. It's me. Well, he's not gonna just fucking tell us.
And he does.
Yeah, he did.
Every time.
Every time. Me.
But when you throw the Tanner in there, the Tanner wants to die, so it's like, well, you can't just vote him out. Because then we all lose.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Bullshit.
It's hilarious, though.
It is. I love it. I love our game nights.
I love our game nights. We need to do a full-fledged game day again. We haven't had just a game day in a long time.
Yeah.
Or we're just here for hours playing like seven different games.
From breakfast to dinner. Past dinner,
past dinner.
Yeah.
It's normally the best. Always end with base 10. Always a bad idea. We never finish it when there's more than like four of us here.
Yeah.
Because that game is so long.
Well, and it doesn't help that Andy and CJ and Mike all get super sidetracked.
Right. It's like, how...
Even worse when they're all together.
And they've been drinking.
Yes.
It's like, how can you be so competitive but so slow?
Yeah.
Just taking your turn.
And Andy takes, like, 10 minutes to set his hand straight.
It's because he can't see when he drinks. That man is blind.
He also sets his hand up so weird.
Does he? I guess I've never asked.
You'll have to ask him. I don't remember exactly how he does it because it's fucking weird.
How do you set your hand up in FaceTime?
So if I'm going for sets, I do by number.
Okay.
So like if I have two of one number, I'll put them next to each other. And then the ones that I have like possibilities of turning into sets on one side. And then if I have, like, a skip or a wild, I'll put those on this end, and then I'll put my discards on the other side of that.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yes.
And then colors, I do by colors, obviously.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'm not that far off from you.
All of mine are, like, if it's a run, I do my run... that I have in order.
Yep.
And then my wild or skip, and then my discards.
Okay. Yeah, I follow that. Mine's pretty close to that. I'll do, if I'm doing a run, I'll have, like, you know, my numbers in a row, and then I put the wild in, like, the first spot that I need it, and then if I get that number, then it gets moved up. And then I keep my skips to the left, and then my discards to the very left.
Okay, so just opposite of what I did.
Yeah, and then, like, if I'm doing sets, I'll have my possibilities. I'll keep the wilds in between the two sets, so then it's easier.
It's easier, yeah.
Skips are always gone first, because that's going straight to your
head. Straight to Andy, yeah.
Never saving those. But, and then, yeah, all the...
I save mine sometimes.
Don't know that feeling. If I have a skip, it's immediately getting thrown. Immediately.
Yeah. I know. Mine normally, I try to hold off a little bit to see if Mike, like, because you can tell when Mike's getting close to getting his phase.
Yeah.
And so if he's, like, getting close, then it's like, fuck you, bro. Take a seat.
I'm always like, what if it's the first, like, they can just lay down right away. I have.
Yeah.
Have to hit them with it.
If they're further ahead, than the rest of us by quite a bit. Mike never really is. So.
Ooh, roasted.
But if he is further ahead than the rest of us by, like, quite a bit, or, like, a phase or two,
yeah,
then I'll do it right away.
Yeah. Don't know.
Don't know. Yeah.
There's no strategy with skips in my mind. None.
Yeah.
Because it just riles Andy up.
It does, and it's great.
That's my, like, back to, like, the annoying thing. Like, if Andy's really getting on my nerves because he loves to poke at me, it's like, I'm going to skip the fuck out of you, and it feels great.
It's next my revenge. Time we play, I'm skipping you.
I just can't wait to skip the fuck out of you. And getting Patty P in on that action.
Oh, man.
Was the best thing ever.
Yeah. She'll do it every time now, I bet.
We are trying to get Patty P on an episode. You guys need to meet Patty P.
Andy's mom's the shit.
She is the shit. She's the bomb diggity.
Yeah.
She's the coolest person I've ever met.
Like, everyone talks shit about their, like, mother-in-law and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that feeling.
Yeah. She's so fucking cool.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like, I have a good mother-in-law, right? Patty P is the shit.
Dude.
Love you, Kim. Patty P is the shit. She is the shit.
Dude. 100%.
That's why I asked her if she'd adopt me.
She hopefully said no.
She said yes.
Oh. Her kids are struggles enough. Sorry, Courtney.
Not sorry.
Not sorry, Andy.
Not sorry a little bit. It's fine. Yeah. We're all a disaster in this friend group. If you're friends with us, you need to look in a little bit, because we're a bit of a mess. But we're a damn good time.
Dude. We're so much time. Fun.
We're so much fun. There's no more... The most confidence I have is just being friends with all of us, knowing how fucking awesome we are. That's my God complex.
Yeah. You want a mic drop? We're fucking fun, bitches. That's it. That's all I have to say.
I think that was a perfect way to end us. All right. Well, thanks for listening, y'all. Tune in next week. We are going on vacation this weekend. We're going to go to some winter golf games.
Yeah.
So we will be breaking it down and letting y'all know how it is. So.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, until next time, y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers.